Hello and good morning. You're listening to Market Minutes. I'm Lavisha Darad. Today is Tuesday, 27th of February, and here are the top things to know before market opens. The benchmark Sensex and Nifty indices are likely to open higher as trends in the GIFT Nifty indicate a positive start for the broader index with a gain of 74 points. In yet another volatile session, the Indian equity indices ended on a negative note yesterday, with the Nifty below 22,150 level amid weakness in banking and heavyweight stocks. Today, the pivot point calculator indicates that the Nifty is likely to take an immediate support at 22,085 level, while it may see an immediate resistance at 22,182 level. Some of the top stocks to watch out in today's trading session are, firstly, Paytm. The stock will be in focus after the company's founder and chief executive officer, Vijay Shekhar Sharma, resigned from the board of Paytm Payments Bank. The board has been reconstituted. Secondly, Union Bank of India will be raising 3,000 crore rupees at an issue price of 135 rupees per share. Morgan Stanley, Societe General, HDFC Life, BNP Paribas, SBI Life and Sundaram Mutual Fund are among the top investors. Thirdly, Wipro. The IT major has announced a joint private wireless solution with Nokia to help enterprises scale their digital transformation. Fourthly, Canara Bank. The public sector lender will be focused after it approved the stock split in the ratio 1:5. Finally, Jindal Steel and Power will hawk some limelight in today's trading session after the company announced deployment of 10 electric buses and 27 electric SUVs at its Angul unit in Odisha. Meanwhile, the primary markets will continue to keep the momentum going as Platinum Industries' initial public offering will open for subscription today. The price band is set from 162 to 171 rupees per share. Additionally, Exicom Telesystems IPO will also open for subscription today. The price band for this IPO is set from 135 to 142 rupees per share. Shifting focus to global markets, let's take a look at how they have fared. US stocks ended with modest losses overnight after last week's AI-fueled rally fizzled. The Dow Jones ended lower by 0.1%, while the S&P 500 index lost 0.3% and Nasdaq Composite Index lost 0.1%. The dollar traded on the back foot as markets look ahead to a week of US economic data that will provide fresh signals on how the Federal Reserve may begin cutting interest rates. Meanwhile, Asian markets were mixed this morning as Japan's Nikkei index was up 0.4% while Kospi index was down marginally. On the commodities front, oil prices rose overnight on expectations of tighter supply and risk of disruptions to shipping. Brent crude traded above $82 per barrel, whereas US WTI was above $77 per barrel. Coming to today's Voice of the Day segment, we have Sugandha Sachdeva of WealthWave Insights, who shares a take on outlook for crude oil prices. Let's listen in.
Crude oil prices have surged by almost 10% in the first 2 months of 2024. If you look at the dynamics shaping oil prices this year, they seem to be quite intricate and multifaceted. There are a lot of factors which are playing out at the moment. It's basically the tensions in the Middle East which have sparked concerns about potential disruptions to oil supply. The escalating conflicts between Israel and Hamas, along with the shipping disruptions in the Red Sea due to Yemen's Houthi attacks, they've kind of heightened fears of supply chain bottlenecks. Geopolitical events such as airstrikes by US and UK against Houthi rebels in Yemen in response to attacks on commercial shipping in the Red Sea have also aggravated supply-side concerns. Additionally, Ukraine drone attacks on Russian refineries and oil storage facilities have also added to supply-side anxieties. Further, there have been disruptions in oil exports from Libya in recent days, which have also added to market uncertainty. So at the same time, global oil storage levels are currently much lower than the previous year. And there have been recent reports of increased travel activity post the Chinese New Year holiday, so which is lending a lot of support to oil prices. OPEC Plus has also been maintaining its production restraint in an effort to stabilize prices. The group has lowered production targets over the past year in response to weakening oil demand and falling prices. The agreement, which they announced on 30th of November, included additional voluntary cuts to crude oil production targets through March 2024. As per the recent data, also OPEC's January production fell by almost 1.5 million barrel per day to 26.57 million barrel per day, which is a 2.5 year low. So a lot of factors have been contributing to the surge that we have seen in crude oil prices. However, amidst this market backdrop, there are certain developments which could temper the bullish sentiment, at least in the near term. We have seen that dollar index has recently surged to a 3-month high, and Fed has also signaled a reluctance towards early rate cuts, as was reflected in the minutes of the recent meeting. There were concerns which were voiced regarding the premature easing of rates, especially given the persistent challenges in achieving the targeted 2% inflation rate. So this has prompted investors to recalibrate their expectations and has kind of dampened hopes for an imminent rate cut. And this could consequently restrain upward movement in crude oil prices. My sense is that there's a lot of hurdle in place for Brent crude at $84 a barrel and for the domestic oil prices at 6,600 mark. And there could be some dips in prices. However, lower levels are likely to again entice buying interest, wherein there is a strong floor in place for Brent crude at $74 a barrel mark. And from a medium-term perspective, we feel that oil prices can surge significantly higher, first towards $95 a barrel mark. And once there is a breakout above $105 a barrel mark, there could be significant upside momentum that could be seen in oil prices. And as for the domestic markets, prices look poised to test levels of around 6,900 mark to 7,500 odd levels from a medium-term perspective, even though there could be some short-term pressure in prices, wherein prices are likely to find strong floor in place at levels of around 6,100 to 5,900 zone.
That's all from us today. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for more news updates. Thank you, have a great trading day, and we will catch you tomorrow at the same time.